Why is your car just landing?
All right. Just turn the truck off.
What?
Nothing.
I want the lights to go off.
The lights will go off in a second. We're definitely weird sitting here with our microphones.
They're not weird. Just be confident.
All right, so we're sitting here in the parking lot of the movie theater after seeing 28 years later.
Woo!
Ashley, what did you think?
Yeah, it was okay. And you know what? Like, it actually had a good thing going for it. So, no spoilers, obviously, right? But, like, the whole...
I'm sorry, pull it down just a little bit. I apologize.
Where they... Is this okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where they lived, that little encampment, and then, like, the dad taking the son out hunting and stuff?
Yeah.
I was okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what? The zombies are going to rush the town, and the son and the dad are going to be the... Like, I was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
none of that...
That's definitely where I thought it was going to... No, no, yeah, like... It's weird. It's like, I feel like the plot of this movie doesn't start until about...
3/4 of the way through?
No, maybe not 3/4, but about halfway.
Yeah.
No, maybe a little less. Maybe.
And
like,
it's not a good plot.
It's... The plot's okay. It's just a weirdly pointless plot. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But it had nothing to do with the movie. Literally nothing.
Yeah, kind of.
It had nothing to do with the first one, nothing to do with the second one. Nothing to do with what you're expecting the movie should be about.
I'm going to get this off my chest right now. I have a lot of issues with this movie.
Okay.
But let's get started. Let's go back a little bit.
Yes.
I love 28 Days Later.
28 Days Later was solid.
It's a fucking good movie.
It's solid.
It, like, revolutionized the fucking zombie genre. Even though... Okay. Sorry. Okay. 28 Days Later is amazing. I'm not the biggest fan of 28 Weeks Later.
It was okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
My biggest issue with the movie... It's gonna sound really fucking stupid.
Are we in spoilers?
We're in spoilers for... We'll say no. We're going to spoil too much for 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. But my biggest problem with 28 Weeks Later is it's going to sound stupid, but it almost feels too much like a zombie movie.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I found like 28 Days Later, they weren't necessarily zombies. They were like rage infested monsters.
Because we've talked about this, how it was like they didn't want to bite you or eat you.
Yeah.
They were just so angry.
And that's just it. Like, whereas 28 Weeks Later, I feel like they're like, oh, they're like biting people and they're trying to eat them. And
well,
I'm like,
the first few words of the movie was, after this many months, they died of starvation.
Well, that's, yeah.
So then that means that the zombies in the second one were killing people for food. But in the first one, they weren't.
Which doesn't make
sense. In the first one, yeah. They were just angry. They weren't. Hungry for you.
Yeah, well, like they were starving to death, but they weren't smart enough to eat.
Right.
Which, so, whereas in 28 Years Later, they are kind of smart enough to eat now, like, but I could understand that a little bit because there's like an evolution, like they have evolved in the last 30 years.
Yeah, and they're having babies and stuff.
Okay, yeah, we'll fucking get to that shit.
What the fuck?
All right. But, okay, going back. Okay, so 28 Weeks Later, that's honestly my biggest issue with the movie. Is I felt like it's going to sound, I don't mean it to be mean, but I kind of feel like the people who made the movie, because it wasn't, okay, so Danny Boyle directed the first one, who came back and directed 28 Years Later.
Years later.
And then Alex Garland wrote 28 Days Later, also came back to...
Years later.
Right, years later. But both of them... executive produced 28 Weeks Later. And the reason why is because when it came up, they were committed to making another sci-fi movie called Sunshine. Solid movie. We actually did a podcast on it about a year ago. So go to that if you want to hear my fucking words on that. But two other people came on board. One wrote it. One person directed it. And I just feel like they didn't really understand what 28 Days Later was. Do you see what I'm saying?
When you said that, it made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like they didn't understand where they were going with the movie. Like, it wasn't meant to be a zombie where they're going to run after you and eat you. That wasn't the point.
Yeah.
They're just so angry they have to kill something.
Exactly, right? That's, and that's the way I always looked at it, right? And it's also important. One thing I always felt that was really important in the first movie was the idea that nobody really had guns until you get to the back half when, like, the military's is involved. Everybody just has, like, baseball bats and machetes.
So you're just sitting on the edge of your seat because you're like, oh my God, they could die anytime.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, if a thing comes, I have to fucking get right up next to it and I have to fight it. Like, it's, that's terrifying. Whereas the second movie, Jeremy Renner's in it. And don't get me wrong, Jeremy Renner's doing the Lord's work. He's fucking carrying this movie.
And it's all fucking, it's all snipers.
Sniper rifle. Yeah. He's like, oh, thank you. Did you just lock the door?
Yes.
Are you scared?
I just don't know what's behind me.
Right? Is it weird that I'm always looking behind me? I keep checking
my mirrors.
I know.
A car went past and I was like, where did they go? I don't like that. Lock the door. Anyways, it's a girl thing. Go ahead. All the girls listening are like, yep, I do that.
But yeah, so that's my issue with that. Where it was like 28 weeks later. He used like a sniper rifle. And I'm like,
The whole movie. And they're using,
yeah,
like military grade bombs and everything. And it's like, oh, it's a whole different feeling.
Don't get me wrong, though. I will say, though, actually, like, I've kind of been shitting on 28 weeks later for the last 5 minutes. I don't mind it as a zombie movie. It's actually a pretty solid movie.
It's actually a pretty decent zombie movie.
My problem with it is the fact that it's a 28 Days Later sequel.
Yeah. If it was on its own.
Yeah. So I will say that this felt more like a 28 Days Later sequel.
But
they did, I don't know if you noticed it, they did feature clips from 28 Weeks Later. There's a scene when they're, okay, there's a lot of weird, like, I'm trying to think of the word, but like, where like, they're showing things, but then they're showing like almost like historical footage.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, symbolism or something. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, and it showed, like, the war and them marching.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly, right? There's a lot of that, right? And there's one scene when they're, like, firing. It's showing, like, a bunch of people firing arrows. They're, like, training to fire arrows.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to snipers taking out infected.
Yeah.
That's shots from 28 Weeks Later.
Because whenever they were just saying, fuck it, go red.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so that's kind of cool. They kind of acknowledge that 28 Weeks Later is, you know what I mean? It's a part of the...
Yeah.
Because it's kind of weird, right? Like, I don't know, like, the whole idea that they're... I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure this movie out a little bit. So in the first one, they're kind of saying they're starving to death. But then, like, it's been 30 years and they're still around. So, like, what the fuck happened there? But they do kind of touch up on a little bit. No, like, still in spoil. Sorry, not to spoil anything. So we're still like in non-spoiler territory. But like, there's a particular character who gets introduced, who is not from the island.
Yeah.
He's like not from, you know, the infected, the quarantine zone, and he kind of says like, no, like, you guys are surrounded at all times, and anybody who sets foot on the island is not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Which means you are not quarantined. You are the unquarantined and we're quarantined.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Because he's like, we're quarantined. But once you set out on this island, then that's it.
You're not allowed to go back. But I do like the idea. I do like the idea that he's like, and like the rest of the world is going on. Like, the fuck is that? I'm going to just, real quick. Oh, boy.
Your truck.
Yeah, lock that shit.
Your truck is just making noises.
Anyway, so I do have a couple of issues with this movie, but
that was a good point. Yeah, because then he pulled out, like, an iPhone, and he's like, what is that? And he's like, we take pictures and calls. What do you mean?
Yeah. So,
and you could see that, like, them living on this island thinking they were safe. Well, it turns out they are safe, but, like, everyone else is actually safe, and they're not safe.
Yeah, like...
Because the world is...
The main characters of the movie are almost primitive. Like, they... You know what I mean? Like, they have no electricity. They have nothing. Whereas this guy comes onto the island and
he lives like us.
He literally has an iPhone and he talks about his buddy who's a delivery driver for Amazon and shit like that. And it's just like
his girlfriend has lip injections.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plastic surgery. But it's like, it's kind of a weird thought to think like, oh, I don't know what, like talking to somebody and them not knowing what the fuck you're talking about at all.
Yeah.
And he even said that where he's like, no, he delivers. Oh, you don't know what that is. Well, what about Amazon? You don't know what that is. Okay. He delivers things. Like he was trying to figure out how to say it to him. Like the kid doesn't even know what a Frisbee is.
Oh, yeah. That's early in the movie. Yeah.
How do you not know what a Frisbee? Like that's a free thing. Nobody thought to.
It's true.
Have a Frisbee? You just like it's free. You don't even need electricity.
Yeah, you just never found one before, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like if you discovered a football.
Right.
It's just like, what the fuck is this? It's like, oh, you've never seen a football before? It's interesting, right? What do you think of Aaron Taylor Johnson in the movie? So he plays the dad.
Oh, I didn't mind him. It was okay.
I think he's fine in the movie. He does, you know.
I actually feel the exact same way with him that I do the 28 weeks later, dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Both of them are just kind of like, yeah, okay. Like, they're good, I guess.
Yeah. I will say, okay, going back to 28 weeks later, sorry, I did shit on it for a long time for a second there. One of the best zombie movie openings.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
I think it's fucking amazing. Everything about that everything about that opening is fucking spectacular.
I can't believe he left his wife. I can't believe that.
Right?
And it's like, I would have easily just died. I would have never.
But that's it, right? It's like, he's running, and then like dozens of them are running over the hill, and it's like, it's so like hopeless, and he fucking gets out. It's like luckily
Jacob started the boat and Jacob pushed it away, and then Jacob fell in, but by coincidence, you know, and the dad's still on it.
It's just like luck that he made it out, and I love that idea. Like,
yeah,
but so that's a great opening, whereas like this has an opening that's kind of cool too. The little kid runs and he goes to the church and his dad gets eaten,
and his dad's like, this is what we wanted. This is...
Yeah. My biggest issue with that opening is it has the weirdest soundtrack under it. It's like a weird, like, hopeful, like... I'm like, what? Who chose this song? There's a lot of moments in this movie where I'm like, who fucking wrote this terrible music? that's the thing that's crazy.
I didn't even notice.
Is like, the first movie is pretty well known for how great its music is. You could have just used the same fucking music.
I guess.
And, like, you decided not to until the very, very end. Again, spoiler, but the very final moment, I'm like, oh, this piece is from 28 Days Later. Yeah. So.
I actually like the idea of 28. I gotta stop saying the word 28, right?
Yeah.
I do like the idea of Days Later where you wake up and, like, Walking Dead style. There's just...
Well, I mean, he came out first. Let's...
I understand that.
Yeah.
But just that feeling of like you wake up from the hospital and there's nobody there, and then there's no one, and you're just walking around like, huh?
The fuck is going on?
Yeah, like yeah. I really liked that idea because Days Later was one of the first people to really give that idea that.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing, right? So in any like story, right, you're like writing, usually you have like the group that knows what's going on, and then you have one person who doesn't.
Yeah.
And they're the audience stand-in because we don't know what's going on either. Like, so the idea is like, oh, people are telling this person what's going on.
Yeah.
Think of it like a first day of work. Like you start a new job. You need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have people telling you all day, oh, well, you do this, do this, do this, do this. These are the rules. And like, as an audience, you need somebody to be told this so we know what the fuck's going on. So it's just a clever way to do that.
Yeah.
Right? It was just like, in any other zombie movie, this person would know all of the rules because they've been a part of the fucking apocalypse too, right? But this guy doesn't.
The perfect example of that is the dad and son in this one, years later, when they're walking across the water and he's like, why do we have to go fast? And he's like, we only have 4 hours. Why? Because we can only cross this when the tide comes in.
Yeah.
What happens when the tide comes in? We can't swim across. Why not? And like, him asking the kid, kind of like seeing if the kid knows.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point. The point is to tell us.
Exactly.
Why can't they just cross at any time? Oh, they can't.
Yeah.
They have to wait for low tide. They can't, you know, and so I kind of like that. And I like that the woman, Jenny, was like, okay, if you don't come back, we will not come get you. And it kind of answered the question of, well, they were out there overnight.
Yeah, why wouldn't somebody?
Why?
You'd think the dad would have went after them.
But, I mean, the dad and the son was out.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't anybody from that place go out and try to find them? And it's like because of Jenny said that. Yeah, and she told like the audience, listen, we don't do that. Yeah. You know, and you're right about the mother and, yeah, I agree. I can't believe the dad did not. Anyways, we can go in spoilers soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to spoilers. So, do you want to just talk about the first one?
Hold on.
Sorry.
Let's rate it first. Let's rate it before we get to spoilers. Let's rate it. Okay. So, first of all, you know what? Even though we're not really doing a 28 days, weeks, years later podcast, this is more for years. We could rate them as a trilogy. What do you think?
It definitely goes 1, 2, 3. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. You think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no argument.
I think
you can't tell me this goes in the middle.
I do think,
Steven,
in a couple of years, once I've seen it one or two more times, I will think it's 1, 3, 2. But right now, I agree with you. 1, 2, 3. I have a few too many issues with this movie right now. It's so fresh. The ending, without even spoiling anything, is so fucking bonkers. It's so ridiculous that I'm like, why did they do this? Like,
it's like Long Legs when we like sat in the car and we're like, man, that was a pretty okay movie. Or was it the opposite?
And then we'd like, amazing. And I was like, yeah, it's actually pretty.
And then a few days later, we were like, oh, it's actually okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. Okay.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. 1, 2, 3. One's amazing.
You said for a few days, and then...
Give me a few days. Give me, like, a little while. Let me watch it again. I'll probably respect it more. There's a lot of things that I don't like about this movie.
Yeah.
Like I said, bonkers ending. You could have ended it 5 minutes earlier, and I would have been okay with it. another thing I fucking hated. So, on the way in here, on the drive over, we were talking about something. So... 28 Days Later is filmed using a commercial grade camera. So it was like right off the shelf. So it was like filmed in like 480p. You know what I mean?
Remember Super Sun? No, My Date with Drew.
Yes, that kind of camera.
Yes, that's an old ass movie. Yeah. And then he had 28 days.
He had like 30 days.
Because he had to return the camera.
Because he couldn't afford it. Yeah.
Everybody, check that out. My Date with Drew Barrymore.
It's just my name. It's it's a solid documentary.
It's actually really, it's about a guy that who's a nobody who tries to get a date with Drew Barrymore. It's actually like Charlie's Angels era Drew Barrymore. Not right now because she's a little single and, you know.
Is she single?
Absolutely. She goes on dates. She's kind of desperate a little bit. But no, this is like Charlie's Angels.
I love Drew Barrymore. She's
fantastic. I didn't say she wasn't. I'm just saying she goes on dates all the time and she has Austin Butler to be her like call for an emergency if she needs to get out of a date.
Funny.
I'm dead serious.
Either way, straight up. But anyway, yeah, that kind of camera. Yeah,
that kind of camera. The handheld little.
Yeah, so it's like it's supposed to intentionally look like almost documentary style. That's kind of the point. Like super, super low res. Like that's kind of the idea. Whereas 28 Weeks Later, again, didn't really get it. They didn't get what they were doing, so they filmed it with like the best cameras they fucking could. And it's like, all right, fuck off. Where years later, what they decided to do was film it with iPhones.
Yeah.
Okay, there were two things about this that drove me crazy. One, like 50% of the time, it wasn't in focus, and it was driving me up the fucking wall. And two, it was more like the first third of the movie. After, once they leave the fucking compound, it seemed to be fine, but... For whatever reason, anytime they're in the compound, it just seemed like it was out of focus a lot. Oh. And then two, we were talking about they created this rig, and it was like a scythe. It was like a bow, and it was I think it was like 25 cameras or 25 iPhones in like a semicircle, and it's supposed to like surround people, and it like creates. It's supposed to create this like high, like this like wide look, right? Watching the movie.
Because they'll put all the films together and make it wide.
Right. But they decided to use it for something else, and it was also driving me up the wall. Every single time a zombie got shot with an arrow or something, it did this weird, like, the arrow would enter, and then it would start on, like, we'll say the left side, and then it would, like, around them, and then, like, it was very odd. It was like, it was, Once I would be like, okay, that was kind of cool, but it did it every single time, and it was driving me crazy. Like, I just wanted to watch fucking cool zombie kills, and it's like, I don't know. It was just there was
didn't nothing. Even notice
really because I noticed it every single time. But anyway,
they did have an cool idea though to bring back that whole documentary style.
I love it. Yeah, I love the idea of it.
But whenever you start bringing in the scythe and the 28th. That wasn't the intention. Yeah. The intention was...
Well, no, that's still cool, though, because it's still you're being inventive. You're like, okay, I have iPhones. You're being kind of cool with it. I'm okay with that. But it's just, I don't know. It was just a weird, like...
But you didn't have 28 cameras.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you had one camera, so you should have had one iPhone.
Yeah.
Do it the same. Why did you go all out?
And maybe they did for the most part, but it's just like on those shots, they did like the weird fucking sight thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you want to rate it up to... 1 to 10?
Which one?
Years Later. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a down the center 5. There's enough that I liked, but there's enough that I didn't like.
I'm okay with the 5 because I didn't mind the first half. I honestly didn't.
That's funny because I didn't mind the second half.
Ew.
That's so funny that I thought the first half was just okay. Once the movie gets going and I'm like, okay, I don't mind this. And then once like a particular character is introduced, I'm like, oh, this movie, this is where it was going the whole time. And I kind of wish we spent more time with this.
Oh, no, I was the opposite. Yeah. Because the first half, it felt like the original. It felt like... It had the same feeling, the same idea.
Definitely.
And I liked that.
That's true. I did like the two of them go. See, we have to talk about it more in spoilers. But I did like the first half, or the first little bit, but I just felt like it detracted from what the plot turns out to be. And I'm like, if this is what the fucking plot of the movie is, what are we doing? What was all that shit before this?
Well, to teach him how to shoot bone arrows and stuff.
I guess, but I don't fucking know. Anyway, let's go. Let's just move to spoilers.
Because then there was the part where he's like, okay, we're going to run and then defense. Yeah. We're going to run and defense. And that was a part of later and stuff like that. So all the little things his dad taught him came out later.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. You're right. All right. But, next to spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Did you hear me?
I did.
Spoilers. We're not that quiet because I heard you perfectly say spoilers.
Okay. First thing I really want to talk about.
Which one?
For Years.
Okay. Are we just staying on Years?
Let's just stay on Years. Yeah.
Okay. So Days Later we liked. Weeks loved. Later.
It was okay.
Oh, I guess we loved, and then weeks later we liked.
And then
I liked Jeremy. He was really good. Jeremy Ryan is awesome. Ruby Rose was great.
Who?
Is there any Ruby Rose?
No, Rose Byrne.
Ah, oh, fuck. Who's Ruby Rose?
Ruby Rose is that girl from Orange is the New Black, right? Is that her name?
Oh, I have a really big crush on Ruby Rose. That's probably why. She's really hot. Yeah, you're right, Rose Byrne. Yeah. She was pretty good. I didn't mind her.
And again, Poots is awesome. And Robert Carlyle is fucking spectacular. And he plays the dad. Robert Carlyle was actually supposed to play the villain in the first movie initially.
Oh.
Yeah, but he turned it down. Something came up and he had to schedule a conflict and he turned it down. So instead, at the last second, Boyle had to cast another old... Because Boyle and Robert Carlyle have worked together several times.
Okay.
And he also... Christopher Eccleston, who ended up playing the villain in the first movie, was in Boyle's first movie. So he,
they were all, right? Connected.
So it's like, all right, I'll give my other buddy a call, and that's when Christopher Eccleston came in.
There was something I wanted to say about Weeks Later, though, really quick.
Yeah.
Because we're in spoilers, everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to skip ahead, if you don't want to hear. I did not expect the dad to die.
Okay.
That was a twist for me.
Oh, we're talking about Weeks Later.
Okay. That's what I said.
Yeah, and I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. I did not expect that. At all.
Okay.
And then the mob lift. What the fuck was that?
That was the best part. When it turns out she's alive.
Oh my god! That poor dad had to walk in that room, and he's like, "Hey,
what's up?"
I was scared.
Yeah.
Right. So this is what I'm upset about. I'm really disappointed. Okay. So he gets bit by the wife.
Yeah.
Right. So he turns. And then they're all in a room and they're all in the dark because it's quarantine and they're all panicking.
Yeah.
And then the son sees the dad as a zombie.
Yeah.
And then they see dad again later.
Yeah.
What was the point of seeing him twice?
I don't know.
How stupid. Like, it would have made sense for the kid just to see a whatever zombie and then just go through life. And then both of them see dad at the train stop.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been okay with that.
It kind of implies that he's a smarter than everybody else, all the other zombies, and he, like, is following them. But I personally think that's fucking doesn't make any sense. Especially if you've seen the first one. Like whereas, again, years later, they kind of, like...
evolved.
They've kind of evolved over 30 years. That makes sense to me, but it's like, this doesn't make sense to me.
Because, like, and then the dad just keeps showing up at places where people cannot go in and out, and it's like...
And keeps surviving randomly.
Oh, it's because of his all-access pass, isn't it?
Well, that's how he got in to see the wife.
But no. Him as a zombie, because they're all in that room in the dark, and nobody can get in or out, and they're like, let us out, and he's like, it's for your safety, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's just there, and it's like... he's the only zombie in there. How did he get in there?
I have no clue.
And then he kills everybody in the room because he kills one person. That person kills one, and then they kill everybody. And it's like, oh, it's because he has that all access pass. And him as a zombie was smart enough to bypass all those doors.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Buddy, that is the only thing that makes sense to me.
It's the only thing that you're right. It's the only thing that does make sense.
How did he get at the train stop?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, his all. I'm not crazy.
That's what I'm saying, though. The people who made that movie don't understand what's going on. Yes. Either way.
The best thing they did was hire Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner. That's actually the first movie I ever saw him in. Like, that's what I always knew him from, is like, oh, 28 Weeks Later. Until, obviously, he became, like, Hawkeye and shit.
His breakout, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was in a bunch of shit before.
Which is funny, because he's, like, the same fucking character.
Yeah, literally.
In Hawkeye.
Legit.
Like, anyways, we can go back to years. I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I was just so frustrated that, like, she was immune, and then... was she infected? Because they were making out at one point, and I'm like, well, this is fucking weird, so she's normal.
So she's a carrier.
Yeah, but...
so she's infected, but
she was normal.
Yeah.
Her brain was normal.
Yeah, yeah, so it didn't affect... but she carried symptoms. So that's like a... that's an actual thing. Like, people can have... like, example, like COVID, for example. People could have COVID, but they were, like, as a non-symptomatic, unsymptomatic, I'm trying to think of the word, but, like, they didn't show any symptoms, but they're
still then hurting everyone else around them.
Exactly, and that's kind of the idea. It's like people have colds and shit, and it's kind of the same idea, or the flu, where it's like...
So, but did she bite his lip on purpose?
No, they were making out, and it was in her saliva.
I missed that completely. I thought she bit his lip.
No. I mean, maybe she did. Maybe she did, actually, now I'm thinking about
it. I literally just watched it today. I'm positive.
You probably
got a little...
right.
Where she kind of was kissing, then... because then he kind of, like, pulled back, and he kind of reacted
in a bad...
You fucking bit me.
Yeah.
And then that's where and he started going crazy. Okay, anyways, continue.
Okay.
So
going back...
Years later.
Okay. Number one. Okay. I have a couple of issues with this movie. Yeah, okay. So the plot of the movie, it turns out, is... his mom is dying of cancer, and she knows she has cancer, but instead of telling him,
they're going to go on this cross-country adventure.
Yeah.
Where they're going to risk their lives.
Just so a doctor can be like, oh, by the way, yeah, you got cancer. And her be like, yeah, I was pretty sure of that. I should have told you. And that's how it ends? That's what we're fucking building towards?
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre, like... and I like the idea of, like, oh, this kid's bringing his mom. But, like, I just feel like there should have been a better outcome or something.
Oh.
I'm okay with it being incurable. Like, I'm okay with it being like, no, sorry, I can't cure it.
Well,
and
there's nothing
dies.
You could have done.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like it should have been something else. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But that's just me maybe being nitpicky. I'm not really sure. But
just me being picky.
I don't know. And then the kid pieces. He just, like, leaves. What the fuck was with that ending? With the other... the fucking...
I have no idea. I thought I was in the Warriors for a minute. Some group came around.
Some, like, Scandinavian, like, tracksuit mafia shows up. And they, like, fucking randomly just start killing zombies to death metal. And we fucking cut the credits. What? What? That's how it's gonna end? That's how you're going to end this movie.
The trilogy. That's what it's like.
What the
to.
Fuck are we talking about right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, because you brought up that his name is Jimmy, and we saw Jimmy's name before on the zombie that was hung upside down.
So that's important.
Okay, so yeah. We're thinking it's a trademark. And then.
He's like, yeah. Okay. So there was a dude earlier in the movie that's hung upside down, and he's.
He has Jimmy, like.
It's carved into his.
Yeah, so carved it's like, was a good name.
Okay. So he's. A crazy person, I guess, or not, maybe not crazy. I'm not saying he's crazy, but like he's maybe like the leader of a group of like villains. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And then there's another scene where like they're walking and there's like a Bible quote, but it says Jimmy on it. It's like, oh, so fucking.
That's wall.
Cool. Another thing that's fucking weird though is Jimmy is like Jim is the name of the main character in the first movie. So why the what are we doing here? Like, what this is so strange.
I don't know.
Why pick that name?
Jim is the guy with the, like, Cillian Murphy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you said, I didn't even catch on that that's the kid's name from the very, very beginning of the movie.
I caught.
Like, the opening scene.
I caught that. I think it was just because the dad said it to him, or somebody said it to him, and I'm like, oh. Or maybe the mom was like, Jimmy, run, or something. I just caught that. And there was a blonde kid, and he's, like, running, and he's got, like, the cross, right? So then the dude at the end has
the cross in his hand. Yeah.
So the dude at the end has the cross around his neck.
Oh, boogers. I missed that completely. Because that is him 28 years later.
Yeah.
He's like maybe, what, 34?
40 or whatever, yeah.
34, right? Because the kid has to be like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
that whole thing was weird. Because then he's like, why is he like that, Dad? And then he's like, oh, he must have crossed the wrong people. And it's like, so...
Yeah.
Like, that is the guy who he crossed? That yeah. With the matching tracksuit? That guy?
I could see.
And they're all karate people?
It's so fucking bizarre.
It was so dumb.
Like, I could almost see. Okay, so we have to talk about as well Ralph Fiennes. I'm trying to. Is that his name?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
The doctor.
He was great.
Yeah, we have to talk about him a little bit because he's a fucking great character.
He was great.
Who I'm like, why wasn't he in this movie more? I feel like he should have been the third act. You know, okay, this movie's missing something and it's kind of weird. Okay, so as all the issues I've talked about in this movie, the fucking biggest one to me is they introduced a big bad. This Samson, this big fucking infected that's like a massive ass.
Who looks like Count Drogo.
Yeah, he looks fucking
He looks
huge.
Like Cal Drogo.
He like looks like fucking Stanley Kubrick on steroids. He's like fucking like.
What's the guy's name? Who's Cal Drogo? What's his
you're
name?
You're talking about Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he does look kind of like him. Like this fucking huge dude. So he's introduced. With the soldier, Eric.
Yes.
So he's introduced there, and then he attacks him a couple of times. And then there's a weird scene where, like, Ralph Fiennes shows up, the doctor, and shoots him with morphine and puts him to sleep, and it almost, like, makes him look like he's not as scary as he is, which is kind of like a weird choice. And then later in the movie, he shows up, and he attacks him again, and then Spike puts him to sleep again, and they're like, all right, time for you guys to get the fuck out of here. And that's the end of his character. Like, you were building this monster up to have a climactic showdown at the end.
Chasing him across the water.
Something.
Like the first one did.
Yeah, something. You should have had, especially because after that first scene where they kill an alpha, technically, somebody kills an alpha, and his dad is calling him the giant killer. You're the giant killer. It should have ended with him killing the giant. That's,
oh, I like that.
Right? What, like, you fucking introduced a villain and you built him up to be the big bad at the very end of the movie. You could have even, if you, like, I don't know if you want to kill the doctor off or something. Like, you could have had anything happen where the kid, like, kills, you know what I mean? Like, kills the giant. And for whatever reason, that's, like, he just puts him to sleep and he's snoring. That's the last time you see the villain. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck are you doing? And my problem is, I know the guy who wrote this movie is a really good writer, and I know he's better than this. That's driving me crazy. I'm like, I'm missing something. Maybe there's something there that I'm like.
What's the daughter's name in the second one?
Tammy?
It is Sammy.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I'm having a hard time with is the, I know it's the weirdest, stupidest scene, is the baby scene.
Fucking, we didn't even talk about this. Okay. What is that about?
So, I don't even, whatever, the baby scene is stupid, but she touched the blood.
Yeah.
Nothing? That's the whole point.
It's like.
So I'm like, oh, is she the daughter from the second one? And then it turns out, no, because her name is Isla and the chick's Sammy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, so are you immune to it? You're immune to the blood?
She definitely puts the, she definitely gives birth to this, like, helps this infected zombie give birth to a baby. And then she touches her mouth and shit. I'm like, what are you doing? This doesn't make sense. You're breaking your own rules. Especially right before this, he shoots a zombie in the head with an arrow. And she gets blood on her forehead. And he's like, don't blink. And he like wipes it away. So it's like you're illustrating how dangerous the blood is. But that is something they really don't talk about in this movie. They really never bring it up, is how contagious it is.
Yeah.
Nobody gets infected in the movie. Like, really. Not a single person gets infected that's not already infected. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I just realized this. So, like, you don't. They don't really, like, it's almost, like, not about that. It's such a weird...
What was the beginning? It was the family. Yeah, the house.
Except for the opening scene. You're right. Except for the
Yeah, because it's, like, the six scene. Kids okay, watching yeah. Teletubbies.
I'm talking about, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about after
no,
that.
No, you're right. You are yeah. absolutely correct. How weird.
Even Eric, who's introduced, who's the soldier that gets introduced, and he, like, he's pretty much there just to show, like, oh, no, the rest of the world is...
Normal.
Yeah, we go to the fucking movies and we like, you know what I mean?
We have podcasts and shit. In trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the movies.
Like he's there to pretty much say like, oh no, you guys are fucking quarantined. Like, so, and then he gets his head ripped off. He doesn't even get infected.
Do you think that some people are going to listen to this and then every time they go to the movies and they're going to look at the trucks around the movie theater hoping that we're one of...
Yeah.
Are they at... Do they live here?
They're here somewhere. Yeah. I know it.
They just see little podcast mics in the window. I knew it. Are you Ash and Steve? Yeah, that was a great point because that was... Like, we're talking going from the first one where... The dude Everybody looked up and blood, a drip of blood from a body went into his eye.
Yeah.
And then that's how he got infected. And it's like, you went from that to nothing. Like,
yeah.
The blood means nothing. Yeah. And those tribe people were so fucking weird. What was up with that? Like the people, they look like tribe people. The infected.
Yeah. I didn't mind that. I thought that was kind of cool. Where, like, they're, like, they've been around for so long, they're just, like...
But they're having babies now and stuff?
That's... So, it kind of implies that it's Samson's baby.
Well, because he grabbed the chick.
Yeah.
And he's the alpha, right?
Yeah.
So, he grabbed the chick.
And they're just...
Oh.
Oh, shit. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Security's coming for us.
He...
Like, the fuck you doing?
Get out of here! I don't know why he flashed his lights. That was weird. Yeah, yeah, that is definitely Samson's kid.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, in that little cave, he's going to start killing the doctor, which he started doing.
Yeah.
And then he's looking at the car. That's what he's doing. And then I thought he was going to dig a hole... And then the kid was going to go, huh? And then hold up the baby. And Samson was going to take the baby and leave them alone.
That would have been actually a pretty... I would have been happy with that ending, actually. I would have been happy with that. If Samson got his baby back and then he just, like, peaced.
Oh, my God. It's like Jurassic Park. You know, with the baby T-Rex?
Yes.
And then...
Legit.
And the mom is killing them. And they're like, here's your baby back. And the T-Rex is like, peace.
Like, I would have been okay with that ending. Actually, I would have been okay with that. But, like... Yeah. I feel like, first of all, the second you put Samson to sleep, why the fuck don't you shoot him in the face?
Oh, that's a
why
great question.
Why do you let this giant monster live? And it's like...
Keep reproducing.
But, like, he does kind of have a monologue that's kind of like, oh, the living and the infected are pretty much the same thing. They kind of, like, he kind of, like, talks about that. maybe that's how he feels, and maybe that's why he, like, he's more of a... Sorry, I'm, this person's tripping me out. What's going on here?
Why? Just talk.
But, yeah, no. I just feel like... I don't know. I just feel like there should have been more of the Samson character.
That's a good point. I definitely don't think they are the same. I think the tribe people are definitely fucking weird. Like, why do they have to... Like, we're not angry anymore. We're not that anymore. Yeah. Like, we lost the plot.
It's something different now. Which, again, would, and then, but even, like, the... So, yeah, Eric... So, I'm trying to think of, like, Eric's point other than to tell us, like, oh, the rest of the world's kind of moving on, right? Because he does kind of have a thing where he's like, oh, it turns out that the rage virus was, like, steroids.
And he's like, I don't know what that means, but...
Right? The kid's like, what the fuck's... Like, what's a steroid? He's like, yeah, it's... But it's like... So that's kind of interesting where they're kind of talking about, like, no, it was created for this. And it's like, okay, that's kind of cool. But, and then he calls the alphas, he calls them berserkers, which is also fucking cool. Cool name for them.
Berserkers.
Cool name. Like, but, yeah, I don't know. Just, it's weird. That was a big problem with me. I do like, though, like, yeah, the Dr. Kessler character, whatever the fuck his name is. Great character. I just kind of wish he was in it more. I don't know.
Okay. I definitely don't like how he's handing Spike the mom's skull and the, you know, it's kind of like, all right, man, like, relax. There's a best place for her, and he climbs the tower, and it's like,
shut
up. That's
kind of cute.
It's
kind of a cute moment.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of issues, and I think I said it to you where we lost the plot.
We did. It's true. I do think that Danny Boyle, as a filmmaker, has gotten, like, I don't want to say this like as like a negative. I actually think it's a positive, but he's gotten like softer as like a.
Oh, well, in this instance, it's not good.
I think so. I think it's a very like, it's a very hopeful movie where like the scene where the kid is like tripping balls with the fire, and then he gets handed the skull and he climbs like the thing. Like, it's very like modern Danny Boyle, whereas like. His other, like, even 28 Days Later is almost a little more bleaker.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, all hope is lost.
Yeah, whereas this movie's a little more hopeful, especially the kid, like, I'm going to go off on my own, I'm going to be fine. I like that. It's kind of a cool...
That was a weird part, too.
I just think it's, like, yeah, I don't know.
Like, that whole, like, why would you bring the baby back?
Weird, right? So I guess you can't take care of him. I know he just can't take care of the baby.
Obviously, I guess.
Well, one thing that was really important that the doctor said is the baby will only survive for so long without milk.
Which is what he said. There's like 3 days.
Yeah, which he does. Where are you going to get milk from? The farm will have milk because they'll have cows and stuff. So that's why he has to bring it back to there.
Yeah, and goats and stuff.
Because milk isn't something that you just come across like apples or water or shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a good point. You are...
Well, it's funny. Why is this car fucking flying to this parking lot right now?
Why can't it? Who cares?
It's just strange.
The car is going like 30, and Steve is like, it's going so fast! It's flying!
Lightning McQueen.
Man, it parked right beside
it
us.
It did park
right
beside
shit.
Us.
You are...
We're going to get killed. It's a fish. It's official.
We're gonna get killed filming a podcast.
Do you think there's ever been a podcast where somebody gets killed in like while they're recording?
Could you imagine? Please save us. We are here. Just say where we are. Yeah, the movie is okay.
The movie's fine. The movie's all right. I do respect the fact that it took some big swings. They did some weird shit. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it had a weird ending. It was bonkers. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I don't know what that ending was. I have no idea. When that ending hit, that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was checked out.
I will say that Jodie Comer was fantastic in it as, like, the mother. I thought she was really good.
Oh, she really has a Natalie Portman feeling to her.
Yeah.
That's all I kept thinking the whole time. I love you. You're so curious. Like, this security guard.
This person's definitely coming to talk to
that
us.
That security, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're totally going to come by. We're going to record it.
Yeah.
Go look at them. Why are you looking at us? No, no, he's not going to talk to
he's
us.
He's not okay. even. He drove right past us. He was trying to follow that speeder.
the 30 kilometers an hour.
Pull over the speeding.
The three Rugrats.
The speeding minivan.
My God.
Anyway, sorry. Going back. Jodie Comer was fucking fantastic in it. Every now and again, she'll deliver a monologue that's like spectacular. Like there's that one scene where she's in the flower field. She's talking about the airplane. I'm like, that's a good scene.
She's talking about the statue.
The angel. But it's like made of an airplane. Yeah, it's like a statue that's made of an airplane.
Was that really?
I could be wrong. Oh. That's what it looked like to me. But you're right, it's an angel. It's supposed to be an angel.
And she's like, do you remember driving past this when you were a kid? And it's like, no. Like, he wouldn't have known that because it was never... You never did that.
Yeah. I like that. That was a nice moment.
You know what? I actually don't mind any character from this movie. I also didn't mind any character from the second one or the first one. So actually the casting is pretty great in all three.
Yeah.
I don't mind anything in all three of them for acting wise.
No, you know what? There's one character in the second one that I fucking hate. And it's that one random guy.
Oh, God. The blonde, stupid, lanky guy.
Yeah, who the fuck? Okay. Here's the thing. What pisses me off about that character is you could have fixed it with one scene. You ready? You make him a friend of the dad. Make him like a coworker or somebody of the dad. So when the kids are introduced to the dad's work, like, oh, hey, this is Bob. He works with me. So then later on when Bob is like, or whatever the fuck.
When they get off the train, he could be like, hey, these are my kids. This is Sammy. This is, you know, like, blah, blah, blah.
Holy shit, right?
Yeah. And then just, all right, have a good day.
And then later on when things go fucking tits up, he could be like, and because he randomly is just like, hey, kid over here. Why? Why is he yelling to this kid? It makes no fucking sense.
When there's 100 people screaming around.
Randomly screaming and running. If he knew who he was,
it would make more sense.
It would make sense. And then, because of that, it would make sense for him to be a part of the group. Right now, we've been introduced to everybody except for this character. So all I keep thinking about while I'm watching this movie is, well, this guy's going to fucking die. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he died sure so enough, anticlimactically, though.
Right? And that's the problem, right? So it's like, I don't know. It's just...
And I can't believe the way Jeremy died.
Yeah.
He got blowtorched. Like, what the fuck was that? It's your own person. Like, yeah, the army blowtorched their own person?
My biggest problem with that moment is there's only three dudes with flamethrowers, and he has a sniper rifle.
That's a good point.
Why didn't he just get out of the car and fucking take him out?
Didn't even think of that.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like,
yeah, I didn't think of that.
But anyway, that's all I got. Going back to 28 years later, here's the thing. You are right. Every character in the movie is fantastic. Yeah, everyone's great.
It was just the storyline got me off a couple times.
It was just weird. It was weird that we were, like, following the dad for so long.
And then the dad is nothing.
Just to sideline him. Although I really did enjoy the scene where they get back to the island and they are, like, drinking and they're having a party. I actually really liked that moment. That was a nice, like... I don't know. That was just a nice moment. And
I knew there was a... Another woman in the, like, near the beginning.
Yeah.
Something happened where she looked at him weird.
For some reason, I thought she was looking at the kid. I don't know why. Oh. I was like, oh, is she, like, into the kid? It's kind of weird. And then I was like, oh, fucking duh. Because she looked younger. She just looked younger than... It wasn't until they hit the dad and her were making out that I'm like, oh, maybe she's older than I'm...
Well, I don't know. Maybe
knows?
Not.
Yeah, actually.
Don't actually judge anybody. I don't think there's rules whenever your world is gone.
Yeah, really. There's like a handful of people. It's like, yeah, beggars can't be choosers.
Buddy,
like,
man. Just, close enough.
But no, I don't know. I feel like you're following the dad for so long and then all of a sudden he's just literally sidelined.
Turns out he's...
And I get it. It's kind
of... None of the plot.
It's the kid's story and he like... I don't know. And it's like his journey. I don't know. It's a coming of age story.
I definitely think it should have been, Dad, do you know how you can make it up to me? I really think you need to come with me and Mom.
Yeah.
That's what I thought should have happened.
I thought for sure the dad was going to die, like, at some point. I thought, like, that's just, I don't know, he's that character. He's that character. He's the mentor character who shows the kid the ropes. And then eventually sacrifices himself to save the kid. Like, that's just that.
You're talking Mufasa vibes. Mufasa,
he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's like that character.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Legit, like, stop.
So, like, it's odd that they literally sideline him. And then he starts a fire so they could leave. Why couldn't he just be like, we're peacing, guys. See ya.
They're not going to come after him.
Exactly. They said they wouldn't. So it's like, I guess they would tell the dad. I don't fucking know.
But you need permission maybe to go?
I don't fucking know.
But that would have been fine. Just them leaving, them getting caught they were leaving. The dad finds out and runs after them. Perfect. There you go. There's the three of them. Because she even keeps saying, Dad, where's Dad?
Yeah.
And then it's like, she's calling for him, man. And then whenever they're sleeping, perfect. You take the first watch. I'll take the second. Like, it would have worked out better.
And then they did a weird thing, too, where, like, he was first watch, and then he falls asleep. And then one of, like, the crawling infected show up. But she, like, wakes up, and she, like...
kills it with her hands. Kills it.
And then, but she doesn't remember. She, like, wakes up. It's like... What I did like that moment, because I was like, oh, it shows that, because up until that point, she's been very, like, flaky. She's been very, like, she's, like, losing her memory, right? So she's kind of, like, all over the place. That was the first moment where you're like, oh, she's actually very capable. Like, she obviously grew up in this world, and she can, like, kill things.
Oh, I think she remembered, because she looked at it. Yeah, she remembered.
And she remembered that,
She told him that she didn't remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, I don't know. Right. I think you're right. But then she looked at it. She's like, oh, I fucking remember.
That was me,
That was me.
But that's the thing. But it shows she was very capable. So after that moment, I thought for sure we were going to see more of her, like, doing things that, like, oh, she's, like, going to fuck some zombies up.
That was a great idea.
But then we kind of, like, backtrack a little bit. We kind of, like, regress a little worse. Bit. Yeah. So it's like,
okay. Because then she needs to be, because then Eric wouldn't have had to be involved at all, because then the dad would have been there. The dad would have piggybacked her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like.
Here's the thing. I actually didn't mind Eric as a character. I thought
it
was actually a pretty solid introduction with, like, all the soldiers randomly show up and they all get killed off by Samson. You know what I mean? Like, that's a great introduction to, like, the villain of the movie.
Yeah.
And then he gets his head ripped off. I'm like, oh, that's actually a pretty solid scene. Aside from the weird infected birth scene. Like, how does... Now, they really just explained it away with one line where Ralph Fiennes is just like, placenta is magnificent or something.
Yeah,
like,
strong, whatever.
What the fuck? It's like, okay. I don't know.
It's anyway. So dumb. That whole birthing scene was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Big swings. This movie has a lot of big swings.
Did, like, you miss? Sometimes.
We're going to fucking have infected, you know, give birth. We're going to have... The big bad is going to have the biggest fucking dick in the world.
What just the fuck flopping. Was up with that?
Just massive. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It was literally down to his knees.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah. Do you feel a little emasculated?
No, I'd be terrified. Just this guy fucking, just huge hug. I'm like, oh my God.
You'd be terrified. That's you, limp. What the fuck? Like,
holy shit.
Bro. Absolutely no thank you.
I'm good
bro.
Yeah no wonder that woman walked funny.
yeah literally. I definitely see where you're coming from, where, like, he's the alpha because the other guy was the alpha too, so there are alphas.
Yeah. And they show, so that first one is to show how dangerous alphas are and how, like, and they're really, like.
Because he fucking booked it across the water. And he was
running like a track star.
And that's what sucks. They don't get tired, but you do.
Yeah.
So the kid was like, Dad, I'm tired. And he's like, nope, keep going. Like, you don't have a choice. And it's like, that zombie will never be tired.
That's it. So it's like, it's a cool way to introduce the alpha, especially, like, ripping off things' heads and, like, putting it in trees and shit. But then, like, I don't know, just, it's so weird that they introduced Samson.
I think it was so dumb. The whole, that plot was stupid, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like I said, big swings.
Why was there a tribe thingy at all? Why not just make them loose zombies? What was wrong with that?
I don't know.
Why are they all...
I guess you gotta evolve. You gotta have something different. But you kinda do, because you have the crawling ones, but it's like they're bloated. They don't really explain that.
I don't know what those were.
They don't really explain that, eh?
At all. What the fuck was that?
They just eat worms and shit. That's their thing.
Yeah, but why, like, are they bloated?
I don't know.
And maybe, why are the ones skinny and running around with their peckers out?
I don't fucking know. Maybe that's why. It's because they're, like, super thin, so they're, like, that's why they're, like, they're running.
Fuck, are you and me gonna eat worms?
I guess so.
Forever?
It's official.
Shit, this is it for us. Hopefully you can army crawl. I can't.
I can't even touch my toes, man.
Neither can I. I can't even tie my own shoes. I gotta sit down.
I wear flip flops for that reason.
Yeah, my work will not allow that.
You bitches.
I know.
My work allows that, so good. You know, where I work.
Work from home. Home.
Melissa says that's a dress code. anything else?
No.
I don't got anything else either. Okay, so say they continued this movie. They did another movie, but about the kid. Would you watch it?
No, the fucking crazy little ninja Power Rangers tribe. No.
Do you think maybe that's what it was supposed to represent? Because he did have the Power Ranger...
colors.
He had the Power Ranger doll in the beginning. And he was going to take it with him, and he left it. Do you think that was supposed to be that? It's like real-life Power Rangers?
That's hilarious. Oh, my God. They were doing the jumps and stuff, just like Power Rangers.
I could see it.
When they're, like, the camera's facing up, and you jump over it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's exactly what it is. And they have, like, the nunchucks. Fuck. I gotta watch that scene again. That's exactly what it is. You're right.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just clued into that.
Yeah, me too.
And it's all the right colors. And his was red, wasn't it?
You mean Jimmy?
Yeah.
No, Jimmy was like purple, I want to say.
Oh.
Or maybe black? Because there was a Black Ranger. It was like red, blue, yellow, black, and pink, right?
I have no idea.
The initial five? I feel like they were the right colors. Anyway, but we're straying off. But
we're not straying off. This is a good point.
It's a good point.
Because in the very beginning, he touched the toy. You're right. It was a red Power Ranger.
And he decided to leave it. And the Power Rangers show up at the end.
God damn it. Stupid fuck.
What a weird choice.
What was off with that? I guess we really did forget about Jimmy. And why isn't the main kid Jimmy?
I don't know.
That's what I didn't understand. Like, you should have made Spike 5 years older, and then it could have been that kid.
Or maybe Aaron Taylor, maybe his dad is Jimmy. That would make sense, too.
His dad could have been Jimmy. You're right, because...
Which is funny, because they name him Jamie. It's like, why? What are we... Like, what the... you're a better writer than this. I know you are.
He was, like, 8. So, 28. That would make him 34.
Yeah.
So, 36. So, yeah. Why couldn't you have...
You could pass for 36.
You're right. So, why couldn't you have had... That's a great point. Why wasn't the dad Jimmy?
It would make sense why he is so cut off from his son and shit. Because his dad died when he was a little kid. And I don't know.
Weird. I wonder why he would keep the cross if the cross is what killed his dad.
I don't know.
Because I don't want to believe in God if God killed
his dad. Well, his dad was so it's Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you believe that the world, I don't know, maybe...
It's over.
I'm not religious enough to,
Neither am I.
To, know exactly what the fuck Judgment Day is, you know what I mean? Aside from the obvious. But, isn't it, the end of all...
That is so funny that now I'm thinking of that fucking scene and it's the Power Rangers.
It is the fucking Power Rangers.
That is so funny. I can't believe I didn't think of that. I barely remember what happens in the scene because I was just so thrown off.
The problem with that scene, though, is if you're going to make it the Power Rangers, you should have made him watching the Power Rangers in the beginning instead of the Teletubbies.
Yeah. Because then you would have known the colors.
Yeah.
You would have known what they did.
That would have made sense.
Like the little circle, little jump over the camera and stuff.
That would have been a full circle moment. Like a nice bookend.
Oh, my God. This movie sucked.
Anyway, I have to, you know what? Give me 5 years, I'll probably love it. But right now, I'm not the biggest fan. It was just
I'm not a fan. Yeah. I mean, watch it because
Here's the thing.
Watch it. Okay, it's an okay movie.
If you like the first two movies, go check it out. It's not bad. It's a zombie flick. We're getting big budget zombie flicks, you know. So that's kind of cool. I just think
we lost the plot.
Yeah,
we lost the plot from the first one when the first one ended. Second one wasn't right. It was a good zombie film, but it wasn't the same. This is an okay film.
Yeah. 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 I agree. Cheers to that.
Mic drop.
Anywho. Done?
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
Bye. 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 Bye.